$1,835, Gary and Shirley Curry, east of Road 341B, Pepper Creek Road, west of Longleaf Road, being lot 19, staffing within Dogwood Acres Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. I'm Ken Feaster. I'm here on behalf of Gary and Shirley Curry. They're the owners of the property located at lot 197 Dogwood Acres near Dagsboro. The address of the property is 30803 Longleaf Drive. I think it's appropriate to give a brief history of the property. Dogwood Incorporated purchased the property as part of a larger parcel back in August of 1967. Dogwood Inc. then subdivided that property by recording a plot on June 2nd of 1972. Dogwood then conveyed the property, this particular lot 197, to a gentleman by the name of Charles W. Gross Sr. on November 30th, 1978. He placed a mobile home on the property in 1979, and in May of 1980, a building permit was issued to build the garage. So that brings us up to speed as far as how the structures got put onto the property. Subsequently, in February of this year, Nancy Gross obtained the property, Nancy Gross is the daughter, from her father by way of a power of attorney that her brother, Charles Jr., signed a deed to convey the property to her. She then sold the property to the present owners, Gary and Shirley Curry. That took place in April of this year. Now, as part of preparing for their settlement to purchase the property, Mr. and Ms. Curry obtained a survey. That survey, which I believe the board has, shows that on the rear right portion of the property when facing from Longleaf Drive, there are setback violations regarding the garage and the shed. In particular, there's a 15-foot side yard setback requirement. The shed is in violation by 10 feet, the garage is in violation by 2.9 feet. They're permanent structures, which has led to Mr. and Ms. Curry requesting this current variance for those particular distances. excuse me. By granting the variance, it will allow a side yard setback of 5 feet for the shed and 12.1 feet for the garage. Now, addressing first the uniqueness requirement, the size and the shape of the property are unique. And that when the property was originally subdivided, it was subdivided as 80 feet wide, 125 feet deep. Now, the depth of the lot doesn't give us any issues here, not part of our request. However, the home, garage, and shed collectively would be too wide to fit within the side yard setback requirements on both sides. So therefore, they do have a violation on the northern side of the property. Because of this, the property cannot remain as is currently developed without granting of the requested variance. We believe that the narrowness of the property is a unique condition that inhibits the structures from being in strict conformity with the 15-foot side yard setback requirement. This unique circumstance creates an unnecessary hardship to Mr. and Ms. Curry in that if they don't have this variance granted, they would be required to demolish the shed in its entirety and at least a portion of the garage. The garage is a concrete block garage with wood doors, and the shed is a permanent wooden structure. Due to the unique condition of the narrowness, we believe that there is unnecessary hardship and practical difficulty placed upon Mr. and Ms. Curry, and that they would be required to demolish the property without the variance. We believe this is unreasonable to require them to do so. Therefore, we believe that the first requirement for granting the variance has been met. Now, dealing with whether it can be otherwise developed, the variance we've requested is necessary to enable them to continue the reasonable use of the property in its present condition, as it was when they've obtained it. Now, in order to become compliant without a variance, as I mentioned, they would have to demolish the shed's entirety, at least 3 feet of the garage. This would, of course, create a major hardship on them for having to go through the time, the expense, and also the demolition of structures on their property. It also would look awfully terrible, given the nature of Dogwood Acres. We believe that it would not be reasonable to deprive them of the use of those structures. Therefore, we believe this is reasonable and appropriate to grant the variance, and it's necessary for them to continue the reasonable use of the property as it had been developed approximately 30 years ago. Therefore, we believe the second requirement has been met as well. Now, moving along to whether this was created by the applicant. As I mentioned, Mr. and Mrs. Curry had purchased the property in April of this year. The property was subdivided in 1972, and the structures placed between 1979 and 1980, possibly 1981 as far as the shed is concerned. This was approximately 30 years prior to the time when they purchased the property. Therefore, they clearly did not create this hardship upon themselves. Now, this property located in Dogwood Acres, it's been there, as I mentioned, for 30 years. It's been there for such a long time, it's actually a part of the character of the community. We don't believe that by granting the variance would negatively affect the character of the community. It fits right in with the rest of all the properties right there in the area. Taken in context of the existing homes and the properties, and the fact that it's been there for so long, we believe that it fits the essential character of the community, will not alter it in any negative manner. We believe that that meets the fourth criteria for granting the variance. Finally, the minimum variance requirement. We believe this is the minimum required variance that would grant them the relief they seek, which is, again, just for the ability to keep the property as it's been for all this time. We don't believe that we've asked for any more than would be required for the property to remain and for them to continue the reasonable use of the structures, being the shed and the garage. To date, we haven't received any negative feedback, haven't heard from any neighbors saying that they were opposed to this. Nobody has said anything one way or the other, quite honestly. Therefore, we believe that everything is in place for a variance to be proper. We believe it's reasonable and necessary for them to continue to use the property. If there are any questions, I'll be glad to take those at this time.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to say that the garage is not in violation. It's only the shed. The setback is 10 foot from the side, not 15. Just so you know, you're aware of that.
Understood. We were advised it was the 15.
It's just a shed.
Understood.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone?
Chairman, the office received one letter in favor of.
One letter in favor? Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
One question. Ms. Isaacs, the ramp. Is that...
Well, that's a part of the... it's for the shed and ramp, the 5-foot variance.
Okay. So they're asking for the whole thing. Okay. The ramp encroaches more than 5 feet.
We didn't believe that the ramp would be included. It's only a couple inches off the ground. It's a wooden ramp. We believe that it was exempt from the setback requirements.
So it's a ground deck.
It's ground level.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would make a motion. We approve case number 10,835. I believe the applicant has demonstrated that it meets the standards for granting the variance.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McKee that we approve case number 10,835. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Case number 10,836,